While Washington is watching lots of storylines today, the fate of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein after a White House meeting, the second new allegation of sexual misconduct against President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. But eyes are also turning to New York, where President Trump is readying for this week's UN General Assembly. Trump opened the event this morning by chairing a session on narcotics. He will address the Assembly tomorrow, chair the Security Council meeting on Wednesday. NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman is also in New York. Hi, Michelle.
Hi there, Robin.
And start with looking back. In his address to the Assembly last year, we all remember President Trump referred to North Korea's Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man, said he'd prefer America first over multilateral agreements. His supporters are now saying, you know, good job, because he can now claim a nuclear agreement with Kim. He said today there'll be another summit with the North soon. And they applaud many of the UN-endorsed agreements that he's withdrawn from. So what is the sense there of world leaders? What is the view of Trump there?
Well, you know, there is a lot of nervousness here about the Trump administration's approach. I mean, this sort of emphasis all the time on sovereignty and unilateralism. As one expert told me, it's like nails on the chalkboard for some quarters here, because this is a place where people get together to solve the world's problems, to, you know, work on things to promote work on climate change, to deal with issues that affect everyone. But at least on the issue of North Korea, I think it's going to be a very different tone this year. I think you're going to hear a lot more about Iran this time around.
Well, let's speak about that, because the Trump administration has terminated so many things: aid to the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, the Paris Climate Accord, but has also withdrawn from the Iran nuclear deal, which the UN oversaw, and the Security Council codified. And there is going to be a meeting on Wednesday. President Trump will be chairing it. He's expected to talk about Iran. This past weekend, there was an attack in Iran. Iran is blaming the U.S. President Trump is expected to be critical of Iran in the Security Council meeting. How's that going to go over, given that the Security Council, you know, endorsed this agreement that it's actually the U.S. that backed away from, not Iran?
Yeah, I mean, that's a problem. And the U.S. is also reimposing sanctions because of this. And a big set goes into effect on November 4th. So, the Trump administration is moving full steam ahead on reimposing those sanctions, while the other members of the Security Council are trying to salvage the deal. I mean, Iran so far has abided by its nuclear commitments that it made under that deal. And there are some countries that want to continue to give Iran the relief that it was supposed to get sanctions relief that it was supposed to get under that deal. So that's going to be a big point of contention this week.
Look, the U.S. still spends about $10 billion a year on U.N. programs, far more than any other country. And President Trump wants other nations to give more. Any chance of getting some response to that this week?
Well, I mean, there is a separate issue. I mean, the big budget item is UN peacekeeping, and the U.S. is trying to negotiate down the percentage of that peacekeeping budget that it pays. That goes along a separate track, but you will probably hear a lot about that from the U.S. delegation, that there needs to be people giving more to UN agencies.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.